This is Long Story Short from the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. I'm Ebong Udama. Governor Ned Lamont plans to create universal pre-K in Connecticut.
This would make families up to $100K a year not have to pay anything. And then families making up to $150,000 a year would only pay $20 a day.
That's Laura Tillman, the Connecticut Mirror's Human Services reporter. She's done a deep dive into how Connecticut lawmakers are forging ahead to create universal pre-K while doubts loom. Hello, Laura. What's the obstacle to universal pre-K in Connecticut? And what's Governor Ned Lamont's ambitious plan to tackle the problem? How does he want to finance it?
Oh, there are so many problems, really. I mean, it's an area where there's not enough workforce. The salaries are low. There are not enough spots. I think that there's a lot of financial pressures in Connecticut to building a business in general, just the cost of, you know, real estate and utilities, and that makes things expensive for anyone. So there are kind of a lot of forces that are working against this, but it's a really important issue because it's needed to build the workforce across all kinds of sectors. People can't get back to work because they can't find childcare. And then, you know, pre-K also is something that while there are some districts where there are free programs through public schools, a lot of people are left paying quite a lot for those services and those schools. So Ned Lamont, the governor's plan for this is to create a universal pre-K endowment. This would use surplus funds up to $300 million a year, sock those away into this endowment, and then 10% of that money could be used each year to pay for things like increasing salaries, building capacity, renovating classrooms if needed in public schools to serve as pre-K classrooms. It could be transportation needs in some areas of the state where it's hard to get to new or existing schools. So trying to kind of fill in all of these gaps, and then ultimately families making up to $100,000 a year would pay nothing for pre-K. Some of those families are already captured through Care for Kids funding, but this would make families up to $100K a year not have to pay anything. And then families making up to $150,000 a year would only pay $20 a day.
Wow. Now, the building block from which this is going to be done is this $300 million a year in surplus money put into this endowment. Are we going to have $300 million a year into the future in surplus money to start off with? Where do we stand as far as surplus is concerned, and how much surplus can actually be put towards this?
It's a difficult question. I mean, it's a moving target. You know, the state has an enormous budget. And so in some ways, you could call this kind of a rounding error that there's, you know, that the state makes its estimate of what it needs budget for all kinds of things. And then some months we take in more money than is expected, and some months we have more costs than are expected and less. I think the big fear right now about this dependency on surplus funding is that we're currently watching a lot of upheaval at the federal level over different kinds of funding that are being cut that then affect the state's budget. And so if there isn't enough federal funding to pay for SNAP benefits, for example, to pay for reduced price lunch in schools, to pay for housing grants and all kinds of things that we get from the federal government, then will there really be much money left over at all for something like a preschool endowment?
What's the pre-K community take on what's going on here and whether it will solve the problem?
I think that there, in general, there's a lot of gratitude from the advocacy community about Lamont's plan. So one thing to know is that his plan comes from this Blue Ribbon panel report in 2023, where there was a huge effort led by Office of Early Childhood Commissioner Beth Bai to make an in-depth assessment of, just what this sector needed to be fixed. And there was a lot of input. There was a lot of study that went into that. They proposed this, they proposed these changes in a blue ribbon panel report to the tune of about $2 billion with a 5-year plan. So there's been a lot of momentum and research leading up to now. I think one of the big concerns that they have expressed is that there's nothing in the governor's plan that addresses infant and toddler care. So you have a lot of people who, when they have a baby, they leave the workforce and then they intend to come back. I talked to one woman for this story who intended to come back in a couple of years and then found that she really couldn't afford full-time pre-K when her child reached that age, and so was left with a pre-K that was 6 hours a week. As anybody knows, is not enough time to be able to hold down any kind of job in those hours. So this is one of the big concerns, and partly this is because there are currently so few spots in the state for infant and toddler care. And so there's a worry that that's really the piece of this whole system that is in crisis and needs to be fixed right away. And I think that on the other hand, they understand why pre-K is being taken on first. For one thing, there is a bunch of pre-K availability in the state. And so building up that system into something quote unquote universal is hypothetically possible to achieve in the next 5, 10 years, whereas infant and toddler care is a much bigger issue to bite off.
The only problem is how much we get a hit from the federal spending.
Right.
Okay, thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you.
Laura Tillman is the Connecticut Mirror's human services reporter. Long Story Short comes from WSHU Public Radio and the Connecticut Mirror. Subscribe to the podcast to hear more from Laura about how Connecticut lawmakers are forging ahead to create universal pre-K while doubts loom. Available wherever you get your podcast. I'm Ebong Udama.